Blog Talk Radio.
Wali Ali, he wants you to think about it. Humale Shaitan Radin, Pishmila Rahman Rahim. Shadu ilah ilah illallah, Shadu ilah ilah Muhammad Rasulullah. Wali Ali, want you to think about it. Think about what his image have done to a whole people. And that's why Ali sang it. Wali Ali sang that song. He thought that over. What happened to people in churches? How many people who don't go into church and talk to the people that do go to the church? What happened to them? Remind me of the cigar. They said, you don't have to smoke these new cigars to catch cancer. You just be near someone and you can catch cancer from cigar smoke. That is a shame. And that is a shame to hear that in America. But that's a fact. Cigarette smoke, all of the smoke, is not good for the human consumption. So we like the Old Mile Talk tonight, the Brock Talk radio station coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad School. We pray that it comes, Sister Claire Muhammad School come all over the country where our children can go to school and pray to a real God and where they won't be affected by the image that this world have put on the world. Maybe they won't get affected by TV like we have. You know, we get captured by the TV. And why the Honorable Elijah Muhammad called it a one-eyed monster. And you know, a monster eats you up. And the TV done sent many away from him, many in the wrong direction because of lies and weak ideas and wrong thinking. But we like to open my talk up with a prayer called Al Fatah, which it means to open. First, we were saying in the Arabic language, the beautiful language that it was given to us in the Al-Quran. Then we said in the English translation, with the help of Allah. Humalay shaitan ra'din, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashadu ilaha ilaha illallah. With the name of God, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, wa bilahi al-Amin, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, maliki yawmiddin, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, ihdina siratal mustaqim, siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim, ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim, waladdallin. We seek protection with Allah, the Lord, the Cherished Thing of all. Allah is most gracious. He's most merciful. He is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone we should be worshiping, and thy aid we seek. We are asking Allah to continue always showing us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and none of those who go astray. I mean, we'd like to greet our audience in the best of the greeting of all the greetings in the world. There's no other greeting, master's greeting. This greeting reminds us that we are obligated to keep the peace. And we are obligated to keep the peace and share in the peace with others. And that's what's going to make a world full of human beings. As long as there's no peace, there won't be a world full of human beings. Because Satan's job is to defeat the human being by making him think what God don't want him to think. God wants to see ourselves as human beings. Satan wants to think that we are a special creation. We're the best creation. We ain't no other creation. And the people that got the light skin, they are the best of the creation. This is Satan doing. And the one who got the dark skin, they are the worst of the creation. So Satan is on this job. We can see it every day in the news. We can see it in our community. If we walk the streets or we go to the grocery store, if we go to the park, we can go anywhere, we can see the effect of Satan all over the people, all around the people. And the hardest thing you can do is remind them that there's a Satan. They don't want to hear that because they done got comfortable in their wrong. And so anytime people get comfortable in something and you come and you bring something to take them out of their comfort zone, they act angry. They get angry. Even though if they thought about it, it would help them. But people have been trained that think that they are so independent, especially African Americans. The main one who think they so independent is the one who depending on everybody else to take care of. Pay the doctor, the grocery store, everything. We are depending on everybody to take care of us because we done got comfortable in our zone, letting them make them think that they going to take care of us. Yeah, they trying to give you reparation, but it's so small of amount. You won't be able to pay your house off or a car off. But this is a token of what they want to give us. But what they give us is never going to be enough because they can never give back the lives they have destroyed. They can never give back the trust that we lost for each other and we don't have for each other. And we know ain't no one going nowhere in this world until they learn to trust each other. That's an ingredient that the human being must have in order to go forward. So here on this Blog Talk radio station coming out of California, tonight we are here to share information. We're here to point out the warning that Almighty God, Allah, gave to the human family. Abraham was a warner. Moses was a warner. Adam got warned. And Noah was a warner. Prophet Muhammad, may God peace and blessing be upon all the prophets that we don't have time to name all of them. And some of them we don't even know. We'll never know. But we had to accept them as a prophet. God said we make no distinction between them. All them came as a warning to the people. Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad came and told them that warning is over with. That this world, time is Satan, time is up. And Elijah, Muhammad proved that his time was up. When Elijah stood up with it, I think he about 4'9" or 5'2" or however tall he is, he's not real tall. He told our Caucasian brothers, which helped them. It didn't hurt them. It made them think. It made them go home and look at themselves that they had become a devil. Even their children were devils. They was raising devils. He told them that in America. And what he told them hit their conscience, and many of them changed. Many of them said that I'm not a devil. But many of them, like the KKK, said I am the devil and I'm going to burn you up. You dark-skinned person. You ain't fit to live. That this was the devil mentality coming out of the Ku Klux Klan. And people look like us too, because when we cut each other, the first thing we say, I'm going to kill this nigga. We got that from the plantation. And we kept that alive, kept that moving. So we ain't been so innocent ourselves. But it's time for all of us to take a look for change. If we don't unite and come together as serious people, way things are looking, I mean, they talking about cutting all of the people checks out that they get for retirement and Social Security. So Allah said he's going to make the beast speak to us. So we should have come together. We should be in better shape. Had African American crying about housing, all this land, all the lumber, everything we need is in the world, in the land. And all we needed was people to come together with trust and got these things built with people who work, who know how to do that, put them together, put that team together and start building houses, and nobody would be out there. Nobody would sit out there. That's what you call love. That's what you call being a human being when we get that done, building our school and putting our children there. We should say hell no to a school that don't want to mention God in it. We should say hell no to that. Huh? We should say no. Never will we put our children in a school that don't have the meaning, don't have love and fear for God. The greatest, Allah is the greatest. He's greatest than anything we can imagine. And can you imagine you take some out of the school like that and you can see why the schools are failing? You see why so many evil and wicked people coming out of the schools? Huh? Coming out of the school talking about they witches. They are Satan and helpers. The Illuminati and the other crew will come together and form rituals and killing people and maiming people, and they're doing some of the most ugly thing that you can imagine they are doing because they said they are serving Satan himself. And when you got people like that, and then you got to go among them to buy food, you got to go among them and ask them to help you do this thing. What kind of person you think that person, how you think that in his mind already in the garbage can? So we have to wake up and change. And Allah said he would never change that condition or any those conditions until we come together and change was in our, what bothered our hearts that keeping us away from each other. The human being is supposed to be the most powerful creature on this earth when they're in unity. There's no animal, there's no insect, there's no reptile, nothing they can defeat if they come together in unity and God is with them. Ain't nothing we can't defeat. Ain't nothing we can overcome. As long as we talking about we going to overcome and then bow down to Caucasian people, talking about they the son of God, we ain't going nowhere. We can sing that song all we want to. We going to overcome. We going to overcome the what? We going to overcome working with against God, working with God said, don't do God said, don't make no image. And they got all them image and them image. And them images working for them. But you can go in a stove, and one of the image can come in the stove. And those people that have been blinded by the image who go to church every Sunday and see that image, soon as the image walk in the door, they come alive to all them people. But as soon as you come up, they don't show no like they living, they, no potential they living. They talk to those light-skinned Caucasian people, and you hear them talking to those people, you could think that person been to Harvard and Yale, been to Princeton or Dartmouth or UCLA or Georgia Tech. But let one of us walk up, and you think that we're in the alley where we talk to each other, where we come down disrespect each other. You think they're talking to somebody in the alley, huh? But when it's one of us and we doing this talking. So Allah said he would never change that until we change what's in our heart. Because you can't knock everything that's wrong out of somebody. You can't out curse them and you got a victory. So the truth is here. The truth is coming from Al-Quran. And the truth is that this is the book in it Al-Quran in this book is God is sure without doubt. Now, only thing we can do is warn the people that this book is. Only thing we can do is warn the people that they have kept this book out of their reach and out of their eyesight and out of their environment, for they won't get in touch with this book, because they get in touch with this book, all the human quality that's been hidden gonna come out. Everything that's been stolen from us or been hidden from us gonna come out, and we become people that see these evil, and we become a people that reject these evil, because we would love the truth. We would love what God wants us to have. So we here tonight on this Prophet Talk radio station, calling people back to the right way. And that's the one, only one right way, and that's back to Allah. Allah said everybody, everything that's on this earth is a Muslim. Because everything on this earth can submit to God's will. Don't care how small it is, or how tall or how big it is, everything on this earth have to submit his will to do the will of God. But the human being, he don't have to submit. He can reject submitting to God. But that human being that does that, he falls in the category of a real beast, and a real monster, or a real devil, or snake, or all the other unnatural things that we told to stay away from. So we say all praises is due to our law, the law and the cherished sustainer of all the world. If we're going to save our children, we have to save ourselves. And they have to see that we are living a life that they can come in and enjoy. A life of fishing, swimming, and dancing, and having a good time, and not going to the extreme and having a good time, but have a balanced time. Have a good time being married, and have a good time being at work, and being working for somebody, or caring for somebody. Smile, they can be happy. We can show them that, because they look at this world, and most people think they ain't mean and got an ugly face. They ain't getting by in this world. That is a shame. So all praise are due to Allah. So anybody else at the bottom of the hour got anything they want to say and share with this Brock Talk radio station tonight, then feel free to do so. We are here, all of us, to share our experience, to share in our life experience, because all of us don't have experience in life, and our experience is different. But Allah said, don't never say that you said you're a believer and you think you ain't going to be test believers before you, and surely he will protect, he'll protect all of us with some benefit, some loss, some gain. Sometimes the test going to be with our children, be with our neighbor, be with our spouse, our wives, and husband, our job. Everything going to be a test, but you can defeat or win in this test because Allah is with you as long as you're doing right. And when you're doing wrong, all you got to do is say, ask Allah to forgive you. And Allah said he's offering forgiveness. And he's most merciful to his creation, to his creator. He, the creator, said it. So anybody else got anything they want to say, match one and come into the queue. And you can begin to talk and share what you have seen today or yesterday or last week or what you have learned today or yesterday. Of last week, whatever you have learned, you can come and share with us tonight, because we need to hear from all our people. We're getting cards made up where we can offer the people the number of this Blog Talk Radio station on one side and on the other side, offer them the lifeline that comes on every morning from 6 to 8. On some days, they have more programs, so it goes on a little longer. But we have these folks. We want to invite people to come and hear what Imam Wajid D. Muhammad brought to us. We want them to come to hear Prophet Muhammad and how they kept Prophet Muhammad away from them. Yeah, they done this on purpose. They know if you're about a great man like Prophet Muhammad, you're going to start studying. You're going to start seeking. Because the way they give you Jesus, they give you Jesus as a loser, not as a woman. He died for your sins. He got nailed to the cross. You're giving that man as a loser. And that don't even make sense. How can someone die for my sin that I wasn't even there? I hadn't seen it. I wasn't even in the picture. But they're going to say he died for our sins. If he died for the sins of these wicked people that we see in the world, we need to go get a baseball bat and beat that person to death who they said died for their sins. All the hell and all the sinning and all the confusion these people bring, we need a baseball bat to beat these people that said that to us. Somebody died. We need to be beat to death. Bosnia and Russia is fighting and killing each other. And those people from Bosnia coming into America, getting insurance, Medicare and all that stuff, and housing, getting good jobs. And we've been here 400 years, and there ain't nobody showing us that kind of love. So, we are a little disappointed, but our problem is our problem, because if we had to unite, they had taught us not to be united, and they had never taught us that, we would be united. But they taught us separation. They taught us the African American was better than the light skinned African American, which they call the house African American, and the field Negro African American. And the one out way out there picking the cotton on the plantation, they were trained to be against each other. The light-skinned one thought he was better than the brown-skinned one. And the brown-skinned one thought he was better than the dark-skinned one. Nothing but Satan's hand working. Satan is working, and he's working in his field that he produced, and that's division, that's separation, that's evil toward each other. He worked and gave us that. Gave us a church. And you go there and hear a choir sing, make you feel sorry. Jesus never had a choir. Moses never had a choir. Abraham, none of the prophets of God ever had a choir. So why do they have choirs? To put you to sleep, like you rock a baby to sleep, sing that baby and rock that baby right on to sleep. To put you to sleep, make you get all spiritual about a thing that don't even exist. You got women talking about they go with Jesus. Jesus, they man, and all this sickness that you could hear in the street. I got my man is Jesus. And the teeth falling out. The hair needs, I got Jesus. So the human being can be blind and they can blind him so much that they can't even see what they saying. But they saying that. Saying it. Huh? Take everything I got. Let's give me Jesus. Take my bank account. Take my rent money. Take my Mercedes. Forgive me, Jesus. These are the sick minds that these lies have made. Who can help those minds? Only Allah can change those people. And how can we have to warn them that Jesus prayed to Allah. Jesus asked Allah. He didn't know the day or the hour when this world would come. He said, Jesus said that Allah is the greatest. He said they were one good, and that's Allah. So that shows we all the rest of us make mistakes. And we're making a big mistake letting these people stay out and be raised thinking that a man 2,000 years ago going to come back and save them. And all they got to do is stay out the liquor store, stop drinking and smoking, and do what God has said. Get married and be a good man and good woman and treat everybody right. They can change themselves. They can save themselves. So they're not going to do that. They're not going to save nothing. So anybody else got anything they would like to say at this time, if I can turn the mic over to somebody else, please, Max 1, come into the queue, and I will cut your mic on. If you match one, you can't get into the queue, call me at 404-421-5630. That's 404-421-5630. We was asked not to cut anybody's mic on, let them cut their own mic. That's in posing on that person. We want to do that. We want the people to come on freely on their own will. We don't want to put nobody on the spot. If you want to come on, that's my point. But we talk so long, and like I've been talking just about an hour, almost an hour. So I get tired of talking. I mean, I don't get tired of telling the truth, but I do get tired of talking. And I do believe it's taking a break from talking. And let somebody else talk. So if anybody else would step up to the plate and match one and come into the queue before we can cut your mic on, or you can start sharing your experience and what you believe in. I'm talking about what I believe in. Now you can begin to talk and say what you believe in, and we need to hear what you believe in because we are all important. With us the other day, he said, we all are somebody. I thought Jesse Jackson was with us. Yeah, we know we all are somebody. And Allah said that we are his servant. And we are serving him rightly when we make our 5 days of prayer, when we live our life thanking God, making us a Muslim, or making us a human being. That is submitting our will, giving our will back to the one who have created us and planted us here on this earth to test us. So anybody would at this time like to share in the talk, say something, please match one, come into the queue. If you match one and they do not let you in the queue, please call 404-421-5630. I'll repeat that again. 404-421-5630. And I will see hear you calling. I know that you need your mic cut on by us, and we'll cut it off. We're here 6 days a week. My name is Brother Abdul Akbar, and Dai Akbar, we are co-hosts for this year. And we also have Brother Suja and Sister Karan, who co-hosts working here too. And we also have Brother Muhammad coming out of California. Muhammad coming out of Columbus, Georgia. I'm sorry. Coming out of Columbus, Georgia. So we all come on this show to share in our experience. Now, I believe in Jesus. I love Jesus. But I'm not going to worship Jesus. I believe that was a man named his Christian name is Jesus. But his Muslim name, his natural name, is not Jesus. And I believe that when we're talking to Christians, we should speak to them in a language they understand. They don't know they're not Esau. They don't know Jesus' real name. It's not their fault. It's the fault of those people that had control over the knowledge and understanding. They fault. They brought this about. But we have opportunity to change it. And it's hard for the people to believe anything we said as human beings because the trust has been taken away from us. The honesty has been taken away. All praise to Assalamu alaikum simply means may God peace be peace and be upon you and me, and that we obligated to keep the peace. So anybody would like to come on, we got another one. Match one, come into the queue. Let me read something from this blessed book called Al Quran. Let me read something from this book. This is our guidance. This is our manual, our main manual on how to operate this life. Oh, okay. We got somebody that just matched one and came into the queue. Let me get him on here, Brother Hameen Muhammad out of California. Assalamu alaikum. The ones is over the Sister Claire Muhammad Sim School, and we pray to come all over America throughout the world. Brother,
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, Brother Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki, Omidin. Yeah, I'm over here in the Bay Area right now, and my first thought, I ran into, you know, this, my business partner, she's looking for a container because she's a caregiver, and the brother who she's caregiver to is a 93-year-old FOI. He's an FOI, but he had a stroke recently. And his house is kind of like real, you know, a lot of clutter and stuff. And she's looking for a container. And it made me think about it. I'm down here, and I just passed the container company, and I called them. I wanted to get a price on a container because that's what we need to put all his stuff in there and clean up his house and paint his house up, make it look nice. So I was just riding. Because I was going over to another part of town to get some soup for my 93-year-old aunt. And so I passed by this place. I saw it says Harding Containers. And so I asked Google for what is the phone number for Harding Containers. And so I called them up and I said, how much is the container? They said, well, all we got is new ones now. So they're going to give me a call tomorrow and give me the price of these new containers. But it made me think about what Imam Muhammad had told us to do and what some people didn't do. But he told us to go overseas and price goods, the suits overseas. And Imam Muhammad would come back and tell us all about different types of thread on like Super 100s, Super 120s, and all like that. And the suits was they had some suits he talked about from Paris, from France, no, Italy. And he has some from other countries, and he used to talk to us about going over there and overseas and try, you know. And he used to say, one day I would love to see a boatload of goods coming to us, a boatload. There was one of them huge boats, what you call them boats, big, not supply boats, but a big, just
cargo carriers.
Boats to,
Carry cargo.
Cargo ship of goods. He planted them ideas into our mind and into our imagination. And he said, that's what I would like to see. You know what I mean? And, you know, he was saying, would you like to see somebody walking on water? He said, hell no, I want to see a container full of goods. Forget all that walking on water. I want to see something real that'll help us. You know what I mean? And so they have, you know, and I'm down here with all these containers. And it made me think. It just made me think about what he was trying to get us to do. You know, in the teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, is something about a little boy playing with steel. And the little boy would play with steel and something would happen or something, you know. But if we down here, among the, you know, look at all these containers, man. I go a few miles down, and we got the Port of Long Beach and the Port of Los Angeles. More goods come through the Port of Los Angeles, almost any place in the world. And, man, they got these 20-foot standards that everybody used, these 20-feet containers. Now, they were trying to be automation, and what they did was they dug a tunnel all the way from the docks, all the way from San Francisco, all the way in Los Angeles, 30 miles underground, and just one like a conveyor belt of trains just pulling that stuff. But the real way that these containers are moved around the country is on a diesel truck. Those long diesel trucks got one container, and sometimes these one ship got 20,000 containers on it. 20,000 containers on one of these huge boats, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they put them on these diesels right here. I'm looking at them. 20 foot. So look at all the work that you created. Now I'm seeing over here on the other side. All these containers, 20-foot containers on a train and the one track, and they just, oh man, they just got look like a mile or two. But that's just how people do commerce. That's how people do business all over the world. And he, man, was look, I'm looking over here. Look at all them containers, man, on top of each other. He, man. He wanted us to be like that little boy playing with steel. He wanted us to start playing with start going overseas and bringing back stuff. And, you know, and but I know some brothers who instead of getting the suits from overseas, what they did, they went downtown Los Angeles and gave the Jews downtown Los Angeles some money. And they were selling the suits over here at the Long Beach Masthead instead of doing but the man wanted us to practice doing stuff overseas. That's what he wanted us to do. Start doing it and keep it up. You know what I mean? When he first came out with CPC, what was that? In 19, he passed 2008, so that was what? 1990 or so? Just thinking we'd have kept it up, practicing going overseas. You know, you might not could buy suits this time. It may be whatever. It could be umbrellas. It could be socks. it could be the mask that we was wearing, the mask. You know what I mean? But practice that. Because practice makes perfect. You know what I mean? And practice. Practice going overseas. Practice doing it. And we'll find, and after we get good and going overseas, then we ask the people overseas, well, what y'all got? Let me see your catalog. Well, I want a container of this and a container of that. And I got people put their money together, and they are relying on me to make the right decision. And I want to continue, because we're going to sell this stuff. We're going to sell it here in America, you see. Praise be to Allah, brother. Amen. I was trying to. He did. He kept it. Yeah. It ain't over. And it ain't over. Yoga Bear said, it ain't over till the fat lady sings. The fat lady going to sing. You know what I mean? We going to keep it up because we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. Me and another brother, me and Muhammad Sharif was talking about this sister named Lynn out here. She's a sister. And your brother Muhammad is a businessman. So he with that Rain International. Well, Lynn Richardson had made a presentation or something. But Lynn Richardson comes on Tavis Valley show. Over here on Tavis Valley show every day at noon. She is a dynamic sister. Her thing is real estate. Her thing is real estate. And I'm gonna join her group and get her courses, get her material, and I'm gonna bring them back to the community and introduce them to our community, you know. We need to all praise each other. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. So I just thought I'd share that with you. Yeah, Lynn Richardson. And I'm going to bring that back to the community, inshallah. What I'm doing is right as we speak, I'm getting flyers made up. I'm getting flyers made up in English and Spanish. And I'm going to help people and show people how to get licensed in real estate. Because I'm a real estate broker, and I'm going to help them get licensed as a sales representative, as a licensed salesman. So I'm getting my flyers made up, and I'm riding and talking to people right now as we speak. So I turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar, and thank you very much. And y'all doing a great job. We're all doing a great job. So all praise be to Allah. Oh, Assalamu alaikum.
Well, like I said, thank you for that report. That's real nice. We look forward to seeing all the good to come. Praise it be to Allah. Humilay Shaitan Raj. Yes, sir. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilaha illallah. Ashadu ilaha name of Muhammad Rasulullah. If anybody else would like to share in good news, keep the good news rolling, all you got to do is mic one, come into the queue, and we put the mic on and begin to present some good news to us. You know, you might be coming up with jobs or coming up with a way to make money. You know, you don't have to tell all the detail, but tell the small details and let us know what you're doing. We're here to learn, to grow, and work in our place. What our place is. And we'll make it do our brother too, God, to get better. His allergy on him. We pray that he get better. But she called it. She's at home. Rest. But that virus environment. It looks like some people are like the bees. We just got hurt. Stay out of a crowd. We know that the third is to reach. Assalamu alaikum. Sharif, Muhammad Sharif, assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, brother Akbar, you're breaking up quite a bit.
I'm breaking up? Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're better now. You're better now.
Okay, then. I'm about to hold this phone closer.
Mm-hmm.
When I hold it away sometimes, it's do all right. Sometimes it's done.
That's it.
Go ahead with it.
When you're speaking, and I was thinking about Noah. Noah said he was preaching to the people day and night. Talking to the people with common sense, good sense. It's not it's very simple and plain. But the people just not listening. I can't understand it, you know. Yeah, I think about the product, the name was just saying about these cargo ships. Yeah, I have a paper. Matter of fact, I've been holding this paper for about 6 months now. It speaks about these cargo ships, how they be bringing products all across the country. I mean, all over the world. And these big cargo ships. I mean, and the one I'm looking at, this paper's out six months ago. And they got one of these cargo ships. This paper is full of those who carry the barrels and all these different things and the cars and... This is a Jamaican paper, you know, and I'm looking at this one cargo ship, but it's almost bigger than you can even imagine. I'm seeing just the cars that's coming off the ship. I'm looking at just the ones that are coming right off the exit way, off the cargo. I'm looking at about 12 cars. That's just the beginning, like the mouth of it. And I'm looking up on the second level, you can see more cars up there.
Yes, sir.
And look at this cargo ship, brother. It must be the biggest ship you can think of, I guess. Look like maybe it's about 10, the size of about 10 of the largest ships you can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one where, sometime where we are, go down to the you know, to the dock area where these cargo ships are. What Amin was speaking about. Just going wherever you are, you know where these cargo ships and the containers are. I mean these containers. I'm telling you, we got to get into this work, this business that the Almighty Muhammad tried to lead us to, about doing big business. But to keep the people day and night, if we just not move. And just think about this, even our partner we do have, we got something bigger than Chinese food. Everybody do not eat Chinese food, but we got something that everybody needs. So you can't understand why the leaders are not speaking and telling the people about the true laundry detergent. They washing their clothes, So what detergent, laundry detergent are they using to wash their clothes? So we know they're to wash their clothes, so what detergent are they using? You're going to explain that, that you're not using your own product.
That's right.
Sometimes, you know, things, people, like you say things sometimes, maybe take it back to the things that you do, misinformed in a sense, you know, and we had investigators and people who checked out these things in the home. They have come to all, everybody's house and see if you're not using true laundry detergent.
Yeah, you expose yourself. You're not using it. But you know, we as a people, we come up with all kind of reasons. Oh, it don't wash it as good as. So that's in your mind. I use that's only soap I lie in my house, and it's washed my clothes and cleaned up and tied or cheer or any of them other, and make it smell much fresher. And they don't put it on. And if you use a cheer, you're not using cheer or tie, that you ain't getting a good, your clothes are not getting washed good. That's all in the mind. And they want us to think like that because that's another way of keeping us divided and keeping us down. We'll never come up until we support each other. That's our problem. We talk about supporting each other, but when it comes to doing so, it's like many of us hold heavy to the ground, to the earth. We don't support each other like we should. I'm doing it wrong. But we hope that they change, or the change comes.
Yes. Yes.
About
time ran out on other people. You know, we got all through scripture about the time ran out on the people and they were destroyed.
Yeah.
Same I agree. Thing. Time to run out on us about disobedience and not following good kind of sense either. You know, so he said, you know, everything has a negative and a positive. You know, this religion began with the negative. Laugh. No God but Allah. It began with the negative. But see, we have a battery or something that goes out on you. Battery starts with a negative and a positive. Flashlight batteries. Or jumper cable. Or whatever you use. If you got a portable that you start up a car, it has a portable negative and a positive. Everything positive and negative. So we have to make it known. It's negative. Is our with the leadership. The man told us, keep making it known. PC don't want to accept the fact. Until 2003, 80% of the man did not support his leadership. That's where the problem has always been that way. That's during the time of Moses or Pharaoh. It's the chiefs. At that time, they called Pharaohs the chiefs of the people that led the people astray.
Right.
And he said, they is Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He said, you, that group of the ministers that worked against Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You know, he said, Malcolm came out of incarceration. He now told us that the first thing he did, as soon as he came out, he came directly to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad as soon as he came out of prison. He went to work. Elijah Muhammad said, he's not going to be like the rest of you ministers. He's put them to shame. Same thing with Imam Muhammad's community.
Mm-hmm.
Man worked against him. All the business stuff he gave us, everything, they worked against him. You don't say, you don't speak about a negative. Yeah, everything put on negative and positive. If we don't tell you, you'll make the same mistake. You need to know what happened. Know when enemy agents and everything against you. You say you can't move. Open your eyes up. Deal with the truth. We're going to be successful.
No doubt about it.
Successful. Okay, brother, well, I thank you. Keep on, like I said, keep on doing what Noah was doing, preaching to him day and night.
But
somebody's going to hear it. Somebody's going to hear it.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. May Allah continue to bless us with success.
I'm good. I thank you for all that you shared with us about the washing powder, about the power washing powder. Okay, let me see, brother, I mean, come back on. Let me cut his mic back.
Yeah, I told you about these brothers. Instead of ordering the suits from overseas and going and doing the overseas, they went downtown, Los Angeles, and bought the suits from the Jews. Well, it's good you're making money, but it really was defeating the purpose of what Imam told us to do. Practice doing that. Practice. Order from overseas. Learn to do that. Learn your way around the world. You know, because the white man, the Caucasian, you know, he kept us on a plantation. Our whole world was the plantation. That's all we knew. And the Imam said, no, go overseas. Go over the world. Go to Italy and Pakistan and all over China. You know what I mean? Just go. Go over there and practice ordering your stuff and shipping it back. And yeah, and that's how they work against the Imam. That's how they work. You know, just say, you know, I get mine downtown as Stewart. I forgot the name of that dude downtown. But Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
And this one brother told me, I like dealing with you, don't you? I looked at him, I said, man, you out here, you insane. You know, stuff like that, you know. I mean, of course, I mean, if they're good people, they're good people. But I like dealing with you. Yeah, but anyway, I don't want to be negative, but all praise be to Allah. We have to keep talking about it. We got to talk about the real conversation that the Imam had. The real conversation. You know what I mean? It wasn't all spirit. No, it was material too. Material. So I stop blinking, but I'll turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar. Stop blinking. Let me ask you about Shuja. He got the flu? Shuja got the flu?
He has cold.
Rebecca, okay. May Allah bless him. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, we keep him in our prayers.
Alhamdulillah.
Shuja, the soldier.
Mm-hmm. A long way, bro.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, we're keeping our duas.
We're keeping our prayer, duas. Someday long. Yeah, we are.
Right.
We can see what they're trying to do. The Imam said to us to get those suits in. And now the people are coming to the community. Want all our people to buy those gowns, dresses, to wear, like we come from. Come out of the desert. So whatever you want to call, they don't look good. They don't look. They make us look like clowns out in the country. I seen a guy today, and he was at a gas station. It looked like a dress on. So they working on this community. They working to weaken this community. They're working. Give it up. Because this is the final battlefield. This here represents the feet of faith. So they're gonna come at this. But like you said, we win it. The lion gonna head up to be the feet. They lose. I think we're one of the judges was in open trial in Florida. And he resigned because he had said the same going on with the governor, Daniel. And so he had to resign because he knew he was wrong. They need a good year to resign for that crap. So goodness is on the rise. That time you will see a president have to pay $5 an hour. He had elected in seven. So I was into the race at this moment. They found themselves in the room. He can give a lesson. So yeah, that's not nothing. But too many people want to change that. Pretty soon the truth gonna come out. The people are gonna be tired on God's truth. Anyway, we're gonna see how that plays out. All praise of you. Yeah, we should be buying too. We should be buying from a buckload. This is what Ryan Black is doing. This is what the brother is doing in the owner store. They want to buy things by the shipload. So we can pull up a partner store across this country, equal with Samsung or with Walmart. That's what we're really doing. And because we support
That's
all
right.
these places, it ought to be easy for us to own a place like that. Because we are making all these people rich, and they won't even plow us with nice homes no more. They won't be a home. So we can't keep blaming them. We want a nice home that we can build it out there. We build all these homes for years, and now they'll stop building houses for us. And then when they do build one from you, they want almost $1 million for a house, a region city. All praise to God, Lord. So okay, we have some arguments coming to you. I just think it's a nomination. It's a nomination. I can barely hear you.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I can hear you better. Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
The problem with us not supporting each other, even with the suits, we have an incident not long ago at the masjid, and one of the brothers said that, you know, he wasn't interested in dressing up, and nor was he interested in putting on a suit. All right, the same brother comes back another time for Juma, and he's in somebody else's outfit. And it looked like it was new. So I said, now he won't put on the clothes that we were trying to sell to him. He'll go and buy from someone else. This is also an African-American Bilalian. A young man in his 30s refused to wear a suit. So what my husband did, because he sells suits, he gave them a couple of suits and put it on like the table. So that was for anybody that was able to help themselves to whatever suit they wanted. Didn't cost them anything. Do you know them dudes go right past the suits and won't put them on? You know, and then a sister says, what happened to those brothers that be dressed up all the time, you know, and they looking good and whatnot? And I said, well, I guess you have to go to Farrakhan people, because them the only ones that's dressing that's actually wearing suits that, mm-hmm. you know, that you could see. I said, but these brothers down here, there are not many of them wearing suits. And we know that's what the chief imam said, you know. We have to buy from ourselves, and we have to dress up, and that's the sunnah. You go to Juma, you know, you got to put your best on. But maybe some of them brothers come in there so darn raggedy, you have to say, what is going on in here? So you know if they raggedy, the women are raggedy. I ain't never seen nothing like that. I said, this is really a shame.
That's their 20% with not listening and not following following the leader. And you have people who were following the 20% who wasn't following the leader, and they still not following the leader. And no matter what you do or say, that these infiltrators coming in to break the community up. They coming in now. They don't think they ain't coming in. So this is our battlefield, meaning that we are holding the fort now, and these people are coming in, trying to defeat any good that we might come together on. So we won't be a voice, or we won't be somebody that have a strong voice in the society. They don't want us to have a strong voice in society. So they do everything they can. But you keep being yourself. You keep doing your home, keep doing what y'all are doing, and eventually you will win too. Inshallah.
Inshallah, alhamdulillah. It's sad, really. Some of them look like they just walked off the street, or they like been walking the street all night long. The hair's one way, the clothes another way, the shoes another way. It's just a mess. It's so disturbing. It's like, wow. Did y'all know y'all was coming to Juma? Did y'all know that y'all supposed to clean yourselves up before you come in there? You know? Oh, my goodness. I may even put up a sign how they supposed to groom themselves before they come. A lot of work need to be done over here. And brother Imam don't. Now he looks good, and you would think others would follow suit, but they don't.
Right.
They don't.
Well, we keep praying for them.
Yep.
Hope they'll come around before it's too late.
And it just. It just look like most of the people are just breaking the rules when they come in there. Who drop in and where you are? I said that don't need to be said. Y'all need to revamp all of this here. This is too much. So upsetting.
Well, we thank you for that information. It will just keep being yourself, and maybe they'll come around, I see the same thing in our Matthew. A lot of the older people and the younger people, and the brothers are selling those dresses, pushing those, and a lot of Matthew come with.
A lot of them come to
so they you know, the Arabs come with blue jeans on, they don't come dressed like them. No, they don't. The Arabs don't come Pakistan, and the students do not come like that either. The Arab students, they don't come like that. No, but anyway, we know people gonna take on other people when they don't know themselves, and that's what happened when they don't love us or know themselves, and when they want to be different, that's for the sake of being different. You'll see them putting on somebody else, wearing somebody else's culture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. Thank you, Sister Hajilala. Thank you for speaking up. And don't leave us.
You're welcome.
I got another come up. Let me see. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Hello. Yeah.
Hey. How you doing?
Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. Where you on?
I'm calling from Texas. I'm calling from Texas. My name is Alameen.
Yes, sir. I'm listening. Go ahead, brother. I mean, you can speak. You got it. We want to hear from you. You got it. So we appreciate you coming on to our Box Talk radio station. We're on every day, 6 days a week. And you are welcome to say it. You got something you want to say. You got the right to say it.
Can I speak with joy?
Yes, sir. You speak with joy.
Can I speak with love?
With love, yes, sir.
With joy and love, I love you all with joy. And thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the opportunity.
Love you.
Thank you for the platform.
Thank
you for the opportunity.
We thank you, yes, sir.
My name
thank
is Alameen.
You. Yes, sir.
Muhammad.
Okay. And thank you, brother. Yes, sir.
I have a phone that, you know what I'm saying, is kind of hard for me to hear you, and I don't know if you hear me or if I'm, you know what I'm saying, being broadcasted abroad, but I just want to let all you know that I love you and the truth is real. I'm not Alameen Muhammad because I named myself that or grew up in life to name myself that name. I was born with that name, and blessed be to my mother who died during my birth or you know, a little bit after my birth.
Right. Oh.
She named me
Mina.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Here, you want to put it down here?
No. Her name was Mina.
Floor. Okay. Well, it might tip over.
No. Okay.
Yeah. How's it, well, how's your family?
Good.
You all right, fine?
Okay.
She got you the cheeky on, huh?
How about cheeky?
Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Okay. Well, you know what dashiki is.
Slam later.
You know what a dashiki, okay. You look like a dashiki. Okay.
Will you move your phone?
All right, darling. All right, let me get on because I'm trying to do some thing. I'm going to teach his real estate course.
What are you going to teach your real estate course?
Yeah, teach people how to get licensed.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and so I'm making up flyers and stuff.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So did you call that little sister up again?
That's what I like.
Hey, Awali Gassalam. Sister
Quran. Alhamdulillah. I don't know if you can mute that, but I had wanted to say something, you know, but I know that all of us can't talk at the same time. Could you hear me now, Brother Akbar?
Yes, ma'am. We hear you good.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What I want to say is that we have to remember that the believers are the maintainers of the masjid. The things that you said to Pihal, if the sisters, I mean, because I wasn't sure I heard everything, but if the sisters come in there inappropriate, you're supposed to stop her, warn her one time, and then if you see, you don't want that problem to happen again, so you will always have, sister will always have like a something, what you call it, what you could cover her when they come in, you know. When they come in, you give them something to cover themselves. You know, they have you can find a lot of those, they have those little baskets they have around. You know, like each masjid basically should have that for the sisters to cover themselves when they come in. They have to respect the masjid. You have to give them respect. This is like when they come, this is like in your house. This is your home now. So if they come there disrespectful, then you got to, you know, they can't do that because I don't think anybody can come to my house. My niece, she came, I raised her from a child, and she came to my house one day inappropriate, and I told her, If she come like that, I'm not going to let her in my house.
Well, all right, Bob.
I said, I'm not going to do that. And we have, and you know, we aren't supposed to do that. You're supposed to respect the master and our brothers, you know, and all the sisters, and vice versa, the brothers too. So you know the proper way that, and then you could always, you know, but we, and that was a good idea because at one time we did, you could always, like when a newcomer did, give them a flyer, an introduction, you know, about that's what we should do. I know we used to do that, how we dress or something like that. Get them some kind of introduction. At one time they had, I guess that's when the Dawah team come in, when you have that class. When you see a newcomer in coming in, then it's time for you to start that teaching. If you was just one person, I remember the imam said, if I just had one, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, they got some help. But I mean, you, brother.
I want to say
something. Okay. Alhamdulillah.
Assalamualaikum. Mercy benefactor, mercy redeemer, I bear witness to that, but a creator of heaven and earth and all in between, creator of all systems of not known and known, seen and unseen. And I bear witness to Prophet Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and peace and blessings be upon him. First of all, we do want to apologize to Brother Amin that was on before because he was talking softly like and not so loud. You were not aware that he had finished talking as yet. We wanted to welcome him since that was his first time on the Blog Talk Radio show, you know, and he did mention his feeling that he loved us. And we returned, you know, the greetings the same way. So I wanted to say that. And then you're right, the sisters should have something to cover the sisters that don't know about the dress code. And we do at the Element Renewal, we're not knowing the Health and Wellness Committee office. They used to have scarves to put on their heads and a long, not a robe, but it was just a loose, like a duster, like to put around them. And they walked away with a couple of two. They forgot they had them on. It was so comfortable. But at least we're thinking on that same note. And that is the way we were supposed to do, introduce them to our dress code. You're absolutely right. That's all I have to say. Assalamu alaikum.
Can I add something on? I want to add something on to what you were saying, Sister Dayo, that was coming, you know, to my mind, you know, and I was thinking about security. I said, remember, we always had security. I said to myself, when I came down here, I said, I never been to a masjid that never had security. Every masjid I went to always had security until I came here. And I said, and it's kind of, and then all the things that happened to you got to remember, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had security. There's nothing wrong with being secure. You're supposed to first secure your home. Why go out there and do all this and come back and your home is not secure? And, it, you know, you ain't got no home. So that's what I wanted to say, that we need to really start securing, you know, start practicing security. I really believe in security. Alhamdulillah. Still on? I'm off. Asalaamu Alaikum.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we hear you. I hear you, sister.
Oh, okay. I thought I was off. I didn't hear that. I said Asalaamu Alaikum. I didn't hear nothing, so I just thought I was. Alhamdulillah. Thought I got cut off.
Yeah, maybe Agbar's call was dropped. Yeah, what you saying is the truth. You got to be security minded. Like, take yourself first.
Let me go check and see if she's down. Let me go check and see.
That's what I'm like, Mike Barr. Can you hear us?
Phone dropped.
Yeah,
just nobody,
because we were having some fun.
Yeah, I have some problems. Yeah, it's back. I'm back. Alhamdulillah. So we thank everybody for bringing in, said what they had to say. Sister Baron, you got something else you'd like to say?
No, I'm finished. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we thank Brother Sharif. You got anything else you want to say?
Okay,
can
you lock that front door?
Yeah. Back to the suits again, because I remember when we had made contact
I
was saying back with the truth. My partner and I, we heard about the truth that we had. So anyway, my partner, he got in contact with Imam Muhammad and the stripper.
I really want you to
come in and try to speak also.
You want to pay me back?
I was saying when we first heard about ma'am bringing in the suits. And he was the main distributor. We were getting through him and those who were working closer with him. So anyway, my partner, we said, why don't we get some of these soups, you know? So anyway, he made the contact. My partner did. He said, okay, sure, you got them coming in. We're going to have them about a week. We got 100 soups coming in. You know? I said, yeah, we ready in the soup business now. So anyway, we said, it would be no problem. But we knew, because at that time, you know, we involved with working along with all the churches and all of that. And the churches right in our community. Matter of fact, on some blocks, maybe, yeah, two churches on one block. I mean, it was everywhere. Another on this corner, that corner. So anyway, we said, there'll be no problem. Because all the preachers, they wear suits. So we started getting in touch with them and moving the suits and everything. It's going good. And then that's when the infiltrator, the enemy comes along, and what they doing, they lower the price. And then when some people start buying the suits from us, and then other groups, business and everything, they will start lowering the price. Like if you pay $100 for a suit, then they'll let you get two suits for $100. Some of them say, okay, you buy two, we'll give you one free. And that was that hurt the market too. See, when the enemy comes in, they'll lower the price on you. And that'll knock you won't be able to move your product, you know. If your own people don't move, you know. So all these are problems. Same with the Shea Brother. I tell the man about Shea Brother, I mean, we hadn't even heard about Shea Brother before. And so we got Shea Brother, the opposition, they started bringing in Shea Brother. And now it looks like everybody, Shea Brother and almost everything got Shea Brother in it. So we started something that we don't have working with us. Wasn't against her, then we'll get defeated every time, you know. So that's why we have to always be on the lookout for those that's among us that's infiltrators, because they're always there. So we just have to work around them, but don't ignore them. Don't pretend they're not there. They are there. So the same thing we had with the sardines and things like that. In the watches, I mean, that's the things that we have. So the inside, it's an inside job. They work on you from the inside. You think they're with you, but they are actually imposters and agents and all of that. So our eyes are open now. Our eyes are wide open. We'll point them out when necessary.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. I remember when we was going to Washington, D.C., to protest the images and about the images and how they affect the American people. We had people come and tell us that Wallace said, don't go yet. And all this shit to us. Come to find out Wallace never said that. You got infiltrators among us working to keep us from ever reaching our potential. We have those in our community. That's one of the
reasons. Well, we got some. But the thing is, we got now that is so beautiful, and it's really coming out in like the message of concern, mm-hmm. is we could communicate with each other in real time. So every day, you know, before I got the website, Sister Claire Muhammad, STEMschool.com, I made a website called Stand Up for CPC, Comtrust, and Graceline. It was Stand Up for CPC, Comtrust, and Graceline. I let it lapse, but it's still there in the cloud, in the what they call the cloud. It's still up there.
Yeah, still up there. Okay.
Stand up for CPC, Comtrust, and Graceline, because I wanted to go back into the Imam CPC concept and going overseas and talk and all that, you know, again, and pick that back up again. But inshallah, we're still gonna do it. We're gonna get it back again. Because we need to talk this way. We need to talk it up again. Talk it up like a baseball team. You know, just talk it up. As they say, chatter when you play baseball. They say, that's right, let's go, Muhammad. That's right. You need to talk it up. Yes. Keep it up.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We need to get back in tune with CPC, Comtrust, and Graceline. Start looking up stuff online, what we could do, get some goods, start pooling our money and do what D-Mam say, go overseas like everybody else go overseas, like Walmart go overseas, Amazon, all of them go overseas. Now, we got a community of, it has to be a couple million of us, and we got a whole lot of sympathizers, so we need to keep talking it up you know, get our people together, start investing locally with each other. Sometimes it ain't good to start nationally, but just locally, among yourselves, you know, and keep it up. But, I had a website called Stand Up for CPC, Comtrust, and Graceline. And
yes, sir.
Now, I know some things happen, but so what? Things happen to everybody. You know,
yes.
But that don't stop us. We just need to pick it up, you know, pick up our marbles and keep on rolling. You know, keep our thing up and keep rolling. You know, because the more you make mistakes, the more you learn. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. I agree. Even the setbacks, now we understand we've been set back on purpose. Then we all be charged to go forward. That's one thing BUII was trying to say, get a foundation. We get our own home security and all that, our own places to play, have fun, go ourselves, if we can do it. We realize we're growing our own food. We know it. We're growing it ourselves. We know what the value is. So that's the concept. You wanted to get one person off of the money, gave us 40 acres, and told us we got rid of it, take it over, something, back out.
They see it breaking up, come in and out.
They we had people offer us the money, offer us 40 acres, and we were going to take it. We were going to develop that 40 acres. And then they pulled out, and they gave us a whole lot of excuses, but we didn't have nothing up, and we didn't put nothing up, so we had nothing to lose.
But we thought they were going to help us, but they backed out at the last minute. But what I'm saying, anytime that you stand up, there's going to be some people that act like they're standing with you, but they only there to keep you down. We understand that. And we have to learn how to work around that. And that's what we did in slavery. That's what we did. We learned how to work around the enemy to get what we got. And a lot of times we were more successful during that day and time of being oppressed. And look at all the colleges and other places that we was able to produce, even our own hairlines and all these things. We were building our own construction company. We had all of that, had grocery stores and laundries and all kind of places to eat. So we were able to work around that. That's what we have to do now. We have to keep working and hope the good people show up and we get together with good people and we can go somewhere. If the people that's playing games or want to hold us back, oh, we know their time is running down anyway. So they can't do us no harm. Only thing they can do is we will see them and just push them all out of the way and keep rolling. So all praise are due to Allah. Yeah, we see the enemy. We know he's there. His history show us that he's always there trying to defeat the God conscious people. He's always there. But he never wins. Never wins. So alhamdulillah. So anybody else got anything they would like to say or share with us? So, you know, we...
Yeah, had up on Stand Up for CPC, Come Trust. I remember that years ago. Stand Up for CPC, Come Trust. You know, about a month ago on the program, the first Sunday, about mentioned about the... CPC said, he's going back now. Why do you have the second? He said, yeah, that's how CPC started up, and the man's actually investors. It started in 1995. He said, those that he held, that they had the amount of money, $2,000. That's what the man said at that time. So we're going back to it now. $2,000, you become a member of this new effort that we're starting up. So the first few we want to start with are those who have the money and you're not going to cause any problems. You know, they're taking care of their families. They're paying their mortgage and everything. And they have the money. They can afford to do it. So that's going to be the first group we're asking those to come forward. There's going to be no strain on them. They have the money. They have credit. And like you said, also, you have to have at least one credit card that you use. You also have you filed your taxes and all that. You're in good shape business-wise. And it's just if you're a worker, so you just come $2,000, that would be the first group. And then that first group will recommend others that they know that can join efforts. So that's where we started out. Now, like I said, about a month ago, we started out. Like people, you got $2,000 to put the idea out there first, the idea again. $2,000 right at our fingertips. So we need 500 people with $2,000. That's $1 million. And brothers, think of the money that's right at our fingertips. Or some of the areas that we live on our block in our neighborhood. We got people right there. We got many people in the neighborhood, especially the homeowners. We got the condos and co-ops and whatever. And got good jobs and good income. They got $2,000 right at their fingertips, right in their checking account, saving account. You know, those that don't have it, they ask their family members. You got 4 or 5 members in your family. Everybody may put up $100, $200, something. You got $500. You got $2,000. So in many ways, we can get this effort started again, you know, and this is right at our fingertips, $1 million right in the neighborhood. You know, $1 million a day, you come with 500 people, $2,000. Many people have that. I see people sometimes, you know, you can go and see bus drivers or people have their own taxi businesses. In the subways and all these people making good money. They can afford that. I mean, they got good plans. Some of them have their own business on the side. But man, we got people. Just think of all the people that are driving buses. All those people making good income. All the people that work in the subways. And I mean, brother, we got people with money. They just don't know exactly what to do with it. But we put the word out there and they say, yeah, I'd like to get part of that effort. So that's what we're seeking now. It's $2,000. And we saw from there. So praise be to Allah. So we got to go back to what Amin said, you know, TPC, come trust, stand up. And we're going to stand up again. We're going to make it work again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you for my comment. All right.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Brother Muhammad Sharif. It's that simple, but we want things to be complicated. We're 500 people come together with $2,000. That's $1 million. So we know it's up here ballot for 1 million people or 2 million people. Put a dollar in something. I'll invest a dollar. That would be the easier way to do it. But we as people, we've been so divided on religion and everything else. And all religion represents us to come together and work for the common good. That's what religion means. And we won't even do that. So we come together because they say they finna cut out some programs. And the president say gonna be real bad. It's gonna be real bad. When people talk like that, they know what they're saying, and they finna make it real bad for the people. So all praise and they ain't gonna bring us together. No, nothing happening that's real bad is not gonna what it gonna do is bring us together. So all praise is be all. And we know we are blessed people. We are Muslim, meaning mm-hmm. that we understand that how that we are supposed to admit our will to do the will of God. But everybody should be doing that. And we know the people that don't want to do that, and they understand what it means. We know these people are called jinn, called a whole lot of names in Scripture. But the main name they are called is they want to defeat the God conscious people, and their time is up. We'll bring Sister Haya Lala back on. I know she got some poems and other things that she would like to share. Sister Haya Lala, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, alhamdulillah.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad Mubarak.
Wa alaikum, Brother Muhammad Mubarak. Alhamdulillah.
And that all sounds good, and I'm in agreement with it. I just want to know we're going to do it again. You have to make connections with those who want to do it again, you know, to trust one, and let's put money.
Yeah, we have to take sure of finding the decent people that we can put in place. You got to do that.
And people that want to do it and go all the way and turn them back. In mind, say, we can't stop now. We're about to start a journey or start a mission. And then they abort it. Not going to
yes,
do it.
Sir.
Other people are not coming. Other people are not following. Everybody not
right.
Going down. If you for real. The Imam said he wants those who are with him all the way. And now we got to do that. We want people with us. It's all the way. So, you know, I'm willing to put some money up if we can all get together and talk about it. Let's do it. Let's meet the people that we know that want to put up the money and let's do it.
Alhamdulillah. Let's do it.
All right, so everybody in agreement with the Comcast and having honest people this time to be over the storehouse over the money, because the people we had before, they was a little shaky, and they proved to be not be worthy of our trust, and that's what happened. Can't let every
You got to have good people at the top, because Satan, that's where he go to the top, from the top down. Your ma'am said that. Alhamdulillah. So anybody else got anything they would like to say? Anybody else? Brother Hameen? Okay. Sister Haji Lala, you want to give us a couple of poems before you close out?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Assalamualaikum.
What got to lamb?
Was you asking me a question?
Well, I asked you, did you have anything, yes, sir, you want to say?
Oh, no, I'm ready. The only thing I want to do, I'm ready to go forward. Let's set up a CPC, Cup Trust, and Grace Line. Let's do it.
Well,
let's do it.
Brother,
you know, I just was brother. Thinking, I just had a thought, though. You know, we might need to choose us five people in the community, five people in the community who is honest people who we all could feel good about sending our money up to, like five people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How's that sound? Idea? That sounds like something. Like maybe five good people to oversee the money and look after each other and all that, you know.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Sounds
like a good idea to me. Sounds like a good start to me. I'm with it. Good start.
How about you, right. Mubarak? Okay.
Open book.
Well, everybody agrees, so all you gotta do is get the ball running, get the ball rolling, and alhamdulillah. Sister Lala, hi. As I'm late, I'm
January
26th. Sister Haji, Sister Lala.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me,
ma'am?
Okay.
I can hear you now. Yes, ma'am.
Got it. Okay. I'm going to start off with this here. I'm going to do three. Is that all right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. A blessing from the Almighty Allah for you. May your day be blessed with happiness and peace of mind. May you be free of all burdens and know that you are completely cared for. Let angels light your way with grace and have a beautiful, awesome day.
I mean.
Then I have a pick a Quran verse for what you feeling, upset. Ayat Surah 3:159, weak. Surah 4:28, lonely. Surah 20:46, sin 39:53, worry 2:45, anxious 8:30, unhappy 3:139, in danger 3:54, depressed 3:139, lack of faith 13:28, need courage 55:60. Need direction 671-6411. And also a hadith narrated Ibn Umar alayhi salam. Allah's apostle said, keys of the unseen knowledge are five, which nobody knows but Allah. Nobody knows what will happen tomorrow. Nobody knows what is in the womb. Nobody knows what he will gain tomorrow. Nobody knows at what place he will die. And nobody knows when it will rain. Amen, amen, amen. And that's in the from April 29th, Muslim Journal. That was it. Okay. May I say one more? Because I have a short.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
These are just rules. Do not be rude and speak. Restrain anger. Be good to others. Do not be arrogant. Forgive others for their mistakes. Speak to people mouth. Lower your voice. Do not ridicule others. Be dutiful to parents. And do not say a word of disrespect to parents. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Ma'am.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You gonna close? You got one more, or you gonna close it with prayer?
Okay, I can close with prayer. Close with prayer. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. O Allah Wahab, Allah Samad, Lam Yulay, Walam Yula, Walam Yoku, Ufu One. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Allah Wahab. Thank everybody for coming. We'll think about the PCPP and think about who you want to trust being over your money. Pick somebody that know it's honest.
Amen.
Bless us. Continue to grow. And let's stay together, work together. And then we'll obey Allah and his messenger. Amen.